Hello. Is this Melody? Melody Pendris?
Hello, Dan. Dan, I'm sure you have a lot of questions, and that's perfectly normal. If I was in your position, I'd have some questions too. The work we're doing is complex and doesn't always lend itself to easy answers or explanations.
Okay, I'm done. I quit. You can't keep me here, and I do not need this. I'm just gonna take my shit, leave this goddamn building, and just go. I'm just gonna go.
I'd advise against that, Dan. I really would.
Really? Because you can't force me to stay, alright? This place is... it's not normal. The lights keep flickering, and I keep hearing... whatever that apartment building was, people disappeared, alright? Vanished from human memory. And there are cults, and weird security guards, and teleportation, and I think some sort of evil museum.
Are you done?
Like I said, I'm leaving.
Dan, I'd like you to take a moment and think about what you feel right now. Really think about it.
Well, I'm pretty angry right now, Mr. Davenport.
But beneath that, really consider it.
What am I feeling? What am I feeling? Right now, I am feeling that you should go fuck yourself, Mr. Davenport.
Well, there's no need for vulgarity. And that's not really what I'm getting at, Dan. That's not what I'm talking about at all. Beneath all that, do you feel a slight tautness, a little bit of tugging?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Ratty. Ratty, you want to come with me? Come on, the food's much better outside.
There's a part of you, and it's not a small part, that's grown accustomed to this place.
Nope. Well, I don't think Ratty's coming, and I've packed up all my shit. So, goodbye, Mr. Davenport. I hope to never hear from you again.
I really urge you to...
I'm opening the door, you can't stop me.
This is your home. You feel it, don't you? A homesickness? When you even begin to think about your life outside? Like strings are tying you to this building. If you don't feel this, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, then walk through that door. Nothing's stopping you. Just walk out. Away from the truth in this building. But if you feel the way I think you do, then close the door. We'll try and figure this whole thing out together.
Just tell me what's going on. I'm still leaving after this, though.
Of course, Dan. No one's forcing you to stay. You're just a valued colleague, and we'd hate to lose you.
Why do I feel this way?
I don't know, Dan. I really wish I did. Here's what I'm thinking. You're a natural storyteller, aren't you, Dan? Didn't you mention loving Radiolab or something in your cover letter? So when a natural storyteller like you hears something as powerful as what's on those tapes, you get invested. And because you care so much about what happens, well, it's difficult for you to leave without hearing the whole story.
I don't buy into that.
You know what? That's a completely reasonable reaction. Truth is, all I can guess is that God or the universe or the fate wants you to listen to those tapes. And it's probably tough to ignore a higher calling.
The universe wants me to listen to those tapes. That's your explanation?
Dan, maybe the way to look at this is not to try and probe down into why it's difficult to leave. Perhaps a better mindset would be to forget about the unusual aspects of your employment and just focus on doing your job to the best of your abilities. Kind of a Zen or Buddhist or something.
You know what's in these tapes, don't you? Please, just tell me you know.
We acknowledge that there are certain documents in the archive that can't currently be explained by our modern understanding of science. Yet another reason you're uniquely qualified, Dan. You're an artist, a storyteller. You can understand things on a really intuitive level without all that scientific mumbo-jumbo.
Thanks, I guess. And my section, Archive 81? The apartment, Visser?
Number out on the web to make sure anyone who was investigating her disappearance came to us. We care deeply.
So there was a...
A tragedy. But I don't want to prejudice your archival process. I believe you said that you value the unbiased nature of the documentarian in your interview or something. You're doing a great job cataloging all of it, by the way. Really great stuff. Stellar work. Someone has to go through all this data, right? When we rediscovered it, well, let's just say that we're glad that this is all in your capable hands.
Are we done here?
Dan, there's no need to be defensive. But I understand your point of view. I'm sure this has been a stressful time for you. Also, before I forget, I need to reiterate the importance of you keeping that little recorder on, all right? After all, I think the lesson that we can learn from the sad case of Melody Pendress is that it's always best to have a record, just in case the worst happens. Not that the worst will happen, knock on wood. So are we on the same page, Dan? I think it's really important that we're of one mind on this.
Sounds really great, Mr. Davenport.
You take care of yourself, you hear? Bye-bye.
Ratty. I was starting to worry about you. I could have left you all alone. And then who would have made you your favorite peach cobbler? Nobody. Come on, Ratty. Don't you want some? Yeah. I feel it too, Ratty. Davenport's a used car salesman, but... I feel it. I don't know if I've got the strength to leave. Come on, Ratty.
Melody Pendress, May 22nd, 1829, floor 5. Could you please say your name for the recorder?
Joshua Martinez.
Sorry, just a little bit of space between you and the mic.
Yeah, sure. Do you need my name again?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
So, Joshua, how long have you lived in the Visser building?
About 5 years. Yeah, around 5 years. 5 or 6.
And what made you want to move here?
I had just graduated from high school, so I was looking for a place to stay, you know? And I was working at the loading dock with Victor. He was looking for a roommate, and he told me about the place. It's cheap, close to work. Yeah, pretty much it.
Give me a sense of what it's like living in Visser.
You just want to know about the freaky shit, am I right?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm interested in...
I'm not angry, okay? Like, I get why you're intrigued. This place is weird. I know that. Weird stuff is, like, sexy, you know? You get, like, fascinated with it. You feel that, don't you?
I need to answer some questions.
Like Jesse Lewis? I heard you were asking about him, shouting and shit.
Do you know where he is?
No. No, that's not the point. You don't get it. I've never heard of him, right? But, like, I don't doubt that something weird happened to him, you know? It's just the way Visser is.
But that's... I'm sorry, Joshua. You just accept it?
I mean, okay. Like, think about it. Everyone avoids the 8th floor because there's this gang. Weird gang, but just a gang. Druggy. And there's a club that's kind of freaky. And there's a... How old was Jesse?
17.
There's a teenager that goes missing. You know what that sounds like? Like normal New York bullshit. I'm not angry, okay? This is shitty, but everywhere is shitty. My friends are here, rent's cheap, it's close to work, like whatever, you know?
I'm sorry if I was...
Nah, I'm not angry, okay? And shit, I believe you with Jesse.
Thank you.
You want to try with Victor? Try recording?
Would you and he be comfortable with that?
Yeah, sure. You can try, I mean, it's the reason you're talking to me and Victor always gets a kick out of it.
Is Victor nearby?
Couple doors down.
I'd appreciate it.
All right.
Will you be surprised if it doesn't happen? If I'm able to record him?
I mean, sure. You still don't think it's gonna happen, and that's fine. It's weird, but just wait. Victor, open up.
What? Shit, looks like someone went over this with a magnet. It's all right, Ratty. Shh. Okay. Now, Ratty, do you see this? There's this little smudge on the tape, just a little marking, like an O. I wonder if... Yeah, there are. There are two more with the same marking. Want to listen to them, Ratty? I'll take that as a... I should probably stop talking to you, shouldn't I?
There.
Told you.
Melody Pendris, February 12th, 1838, floor 5. I didn't say I
was... Nah, it's all right. Victor's weird. I mean, he's not weird. He's my friend. He's a normal guy. We shoot the shit, play Nintendo. He just can't be filmed, recorded, or anything.
When did he find that out?
School picture day was a shit show. The photographer always said it was something with a lens or something. After a while, Victor just faked sick on picture day. Easier, you know?
And he accepts it?
I mean, it totally ruined his chance of that Hollywood stardom. Dude's a born actor. He could have been the next Marlon Brando.
Are you...
I had you for a minute. Nah, Victor should have been a bank robber. He's not that type of dude. He just rolls with it.
Doesn't it affect his life?
A little. He tells everyone he doesn't like having his picture taken. But, like, nobody's lining up to do a documentary on Victor Rivera. It's fine.
It's difficult for me to imagine ever accepting something like that.
You should talk to him.
I tried.
No, like, just talk to him. Without the recorder. Don't take notes. Just talk to the dude.
I will. But let me just see if the onboard mic placement might be just the issue. Just as precaution.
Yo, Victor.
Yeah, I'm putting the last one in. Don't worry.
Melody Pendris, February 12th, 2014. Floor 5.
Victor's cool, right?
Yeah, he's...
Normal? Yeah, he's normal. Like, not normal, because he's a really good dude. He'd lend you his ass $40, and most normal people aren't that nice. But, like, he's normal.
I like him.
Yeah, I like him, too. You still want to, what'd you say, measure the distance?
If Victor doesn't mind.
Like you said, he's cool with it.
All right, then.
Is this going to, fulfill your curiosity?
No, but it'll be the last recording I try to take off Victor. Sixty feet, 55 feet, 50 feet, 45 feet, 40 feet, 35 feet.
What do you think it is, Ratty? Magnetic fields? I don't want to think about stuff like that anymore.
Hello, everyone. So, no new progress on the Dan front, but there have been some troubling attacks on the servers that are hosting this podcast. I keep having to move platforms, and well, that costs money. And I'm really sorry to have to ask you this, but if you want to keep hearing Dan's story, well, I'm starting a Patreon page for donations. Go to patreon.com, search Archive 81, and if this podcast means anything to you, donations would be really helpful. Thanks, and as always, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website, archive81.com. And if you know anything about Dan, well, you know how to contact us.